a passionate fan base in South Korea, where the novel became a huge bestseller. That's all the time that we have for that article, and that also completes our reading of A Man Called Uwe by Frederick Bachmann. This has been Michael Guthrie for GARS, the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening.
That's all the time we have. Thank you for joining us for the Noon Book Hour. We hope you'll join us again tomorrow for our next installment from the Recording Library of West Texas.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 88 and clear. Tonight it will be cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night it will be cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 1 p.m.
Thank you for listening to Enabled this week. If you are living with low vision, I hope these four articles will be helpful for you. In fact, Living with Low Vision is the title of the first article that I will share with you today. It comes from Parade Magazine, that insert that comes in your Sunday paper, from the Stay Healthy column. It's called Living with Low Vision. Age-related eye issues are real. Here's how to manage them. The article was written by Lambeth Hawkworld. If your eye doctor has just told you that you have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, you are not alone. AMD affects 2.1 million Americans over the age of 50. The good news is that treatments for the low vision condition are continuing to improve. AMD, here's a quote, AMD is a very treatable condition, says Dr. Rishi Singh, a retinal specialist and staff surgeon at the Cole Eye Institute at the Cleveland Clinic. To better understand what it's like to live with low vision, it helps to know that the eye disease affects the macula, the part of the retina that's in charge of the central vision you need to read or drive. The condition typically develops slowly and can occur in one eye or in both. It ultimately leads to blurry vision, but won't progress to blindness or cause issues with your peripheral or your side vision. AMD may run in families and is divided into two types, dry and wet, which is more serious. One of the toughest things about AMD is that initially it can be asymptomatic, Dr. Singh says. It's only detectable early on via a comprehensive dilated eye exam where your ophthalmologist or optometrist will dilate your pupils. A non-invasive optical coherence tomography test, this is called an OCT. This is a scan that may be recommended so your doctor can see the back of your eye. OCT is what they're talking about. No matter which form of AMD you have, as the disease progresses from dry to wet, you might experience the same symptoms, including blurring, vision distortion, waviness, and overall vision changes. The next section is called Eye-Friendly Lifestyle Changes. One of the most important things to do if you've been diagnosed with AMD and you smoke is to quit immediately, Dr. Singh says. Next, to help reduce the progression of the disease over time, amp up your intake of leafy green vegetables and eat oily fish such as salmon or sardines once a week. Any fish that is rich in omega-3s will do. Getting regular exercise and maintaining healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels will help too. And while there has been a lot of focus on blue light blocking glasses, which filter the light that your electronic devices emit, they won't help your vision if you have AMD, Dr. Singh says. Here's a quote. What helps is to increase the contrast on your device or the projection of the light on any screen that you're using. It may also help to bump up your glasses prescription. Wearing glasses with prescription lenses that have a higher power or even using a magnifier can also work wonders to help people with low vision see better, Dr. Singh says. The next section contains some treatment options. Dry AMD can be treated with an over-the-counter dietary supplement called ARIDS, or ARIDS 2 vitamins. That stands for Age-Related Eye Disease Study. This is a single pill made up of good-for-your-eyes vitamin C, E, zinc, copper, lutein, and zeaxanthin, which all may keep your low vision from progressing. Here's a quote. "We are waiting on even more treatments for dry AMD," Dr. Singh says. He continues, "There are a lot of drugs in trials right now, so there's lots to be excited about when we think of how to treat it in the future. Wet AMD may require more aggressive treatment. You might visit your eye doctor as frequently as monthly for eye injections of medications that work to improve your vision," Dr. Singh says. The article ends with a couple of quotes. "Depending on the patient, you may be able to see up to 2 or 3 more lines on an eye chart after an injection," Dr. Singh says. "The improvement in vision usually lasts for as long as you keep doing your injections. These injections will be part of your life forever," he says, "but you'll be able to see so much better after your treatments." And once again, this article came from Parade Magazine. You can find it at parade.com. It's the insert that comes in your Sunday paper. The next article I have for you came from the Chicago Lighthouse. It's a website, www.chicagolighthouse.org. I like the title, "Small Adaptations That Make a Big Difference." The article starts, "As Associate Director of Occupational Therapy at the Chicago Lighthouse, Laura Hayes helps individuals with vision loss, helps them to work with their remaining vision in everyday settings, including at work and at home." Here's a quote. "Occupational therapists are trained to break down a task, such as cooking or cleaning, into smaller components in order to figure out where in that task is that person having difficulty as a result of disability, illness, or injury," she says. And she continues, "We help make them modifications so that they're able to regain skills and independence in the areas that are important to them. Many of these modifications can be as minor as using a different pen or choosing a different colored toothbrush. However small, these adaptations make a great difference in everyday life." Laura shares a few simple adaptations that individuals with vision loss can make now to function more independently and efficiently. There are, I think, 4 different categories here. The first one is use lighting to your advantage. For individuals who are visually impaired, direct lighting that's focused on whatever task they're trying to do can be tremendously beneficial. Here's a quote, "Adjusting use of light is one thing that people can start doing on their own to make their environment easier to navigate," says Laura. "This can be as simple as using a flashlight more often, or purchasing a tabletop lamp to help with reading and other tasks. You can find a range of lighting options, including floor, desk, and portable lamps, on the internet or through your local agency that you're working with." The second idea, increase contrast around your home. If someone is having a hard time visually to complete a certain task, this is Laura Hayes speaking, she says, "I encourage them to take a step back and see if maybe they can fix the contrast in that situation," says Laura. "Cutting a white onion on a white cutting board, pouring coffee into a dark mug, or trying to find a toothbrush that's the same color as the wall behind it are all examples of poor contrast situations. Small tweaks that can be made to improve contrast include using a darker cutting board, using a white mug for dark coffee, or choosing a brightly colored toothbrush that will stand out against your walls." The next section is utilize your other senses to compensate for vision loss. Laura encourages her clients to use their other senses to compensate for vision when they're completing tasks. Options that are auditory include audiobooks, talking clocks or watches, and smart devices such as Alexa that can be used for tasks like checking the weather or setting timers. Bump dots. Ooh, they're one of my favorites, as you know, bump dots and puffy paint. Bump dots are a simple tactile option that utilize touch. These are small adhesive bumps, and they can be stuck to a variety of items, including kitchen appliances, laundry machines, remote controls, and thermostats, in order to tactilely differentiate between the buttons and controls. The fourth category, use large print items when possible. The stores that you shop in or the websites offer a large variety of print items, including measuring cups and spoons, calendars, address books for people with low vision. Laura also recommends swapping out ballpoint pens for thicker gel pens or felt pens to improve the visibility of your writing. If you have low vision and are interested in learning whether occupational therapy may be beneficial for you, you can ask your ophthalmologist or your optometrist for a referral to an occupational therapist, and she says you can get really specific as to what your challenging activities are, so that the therapist can help you problem solve and adapt. Once again, this information came from the website of the Chicago Lighthouse. The next article is from a website called MakeUseOf.com. The abbreviation is MUO for short, Make Use Of. And they tell about themselves, Technology Explained. The article says, Be My Eyes and Seeing Eye, How These Accessibility Apps Benefit the Visually Disabled. This is by Carly Doerr. It was published on March 22nd in 2021. These are about smartphone apps. Think smartphones can't get any more amazing? Learn how mobile apps connect the visually impaired with the world around them. Living in a visually driven world, we often forget those around us with limited sight or who are entirely blind. A few decades ago, people with visual disabilities had to rely on white canes, guide dogs, and good Samaritans when crossing the street or buying groceries. Although these methods are still effective, more advanced options have become available through technology. Two such technological advances for people who are visually impaired are the apps that are called Be My Eyes and another one called Seeing Eye. And that one is spelled with the word seeing and then the initial A followed by the capital initial I. These are both apps with multiple benefits and functions. The first one, Be My Eyes. This efficient app uses visually abled volunteers to bring sight to people who are blind or have low vision through live video calls. It has more than 4 million volunteers and is available across the globe in 180 languages. And a little disclosure here, I am one of the 4 million volunteers for Be My Eyes. Now please note that this is a free download. You can call it Be My Eyes. You can find it on the Apple iOS program or on Android phones. The first section, how did Be My Eyes get started? Be My Eyes was founded by Hans Jørgen Weiberg, a visually disabled Danish man whose blind friend told him he uses video calls with his friends and family whenever he needed assistance. The app was launched for iOS, that's the Apple platform, in January of 2015, and within 24 hours, it had more than 10,000 users. The Android version followed in October 2017 to rave reviews. Be My Eyes walked away with the Google Play Awards for the Most Innovative, Best Daily Helper, and the Best Hidden Gem in 2017, as well as the Best Accessibility Award in 2018. Small acts of kindness go a long way to connect the world, and therefore, the app's primary goal is to give sight to the visually disabled by assisting them with everyday tasks. Next, the question, how does Be My Eyes work for people who are visually impaired? If you are blind or have low vision, join the Be My Eyes network by downloading the app and signing up as a blind or low vision user. The app connects you to a worldwide community of sighted volunteers already and able to assist you whenever you need help. The calls are unlimited. All you need is a smartphone and a stable internet connection. When you ask for assistance through Be My Eyes, the app notifies the volunteers you're paid with based on your language preference and location. Be My Eyes will connect you to the first volunteer who answers the request. This usually happens within 30 seconds. The volunteer will get a live video feed from your smartphone's rear-facing camera. The audio connection allows you to talk to the volunteer and receive help for your task, whether it be to find your wallet or to cross the street. In February of 2018, Be My Eyes added what's called the specialized help feature, which connects you with actual company representatives who can assist you with more subject-specific and technical tasks. The specialized help option offers a list of available businesses which the specialized fields cover. The connection process works the same as when you request regular assistance. The next question they ask in this article is, how does Be My Eyes work for volunteers? If you would like to lend a hand to visually impaired people as a Be My Eyes volunteer, simply download the app and sign up as a volunteer. Enter your full name, email address, and password to create an account. Choose your location and select the language in which you can assist. And then wait for the phone to ring, and I'll be here to answer if you call. Okay, the next part of the article asks the question, how does Be My Eyes benefit people with visual impairment? You can use the app indoors to find your lost keys, match your clothing's color scheme. You can ask someone to read labels and expiration dates on food items or on medication bottles. You can find out whether the lights in your home are on or off. You can read your electricity meter. You can fix computer issues if you don't have JAWS or screen reader or other talkback assistance on your computer. You can distinguish between several items on a shelf. You can use the app outdoors to describe your surroundings as you walk down the street. You can ask a volunteer to find a store entrance or to find an open table in a restaurant. You can find out about public transportation schedules, and you can ask a volunteer to assist with shopping for groceries or browsing at a flea market. And once again, this was the app called Be My Eyes. Now we're moving along to the app called Seeing Eye. And once again, that's the word seeing followed by the initials A and I. They start by saying, if you're not keen on talking to strangers, Seeing Eye will fit you like a glove. This is easy to use iOS or Apple app. It's not available for Android as far as I can detect. So they say this easy to use iOS app acts as your eyes by narrating the world around you in numerous languages, including English, Spanish, Italian, German, Dutch, or Japanese. You can download Seeing Eye for iOS is for free. And as I said, I don't think it's available for Android phones. The question, how did Seeing Eye start? This highly effective app was launched by Microsoft in July of 2017. Seeing Eye aims to empower people with visual disabilities and give them insight into the world around them by using their smartphones. Seeing Eye was well received worldwide and won several accessibility awards, including the prestigious Helen Keller Achievement Award from the American Foundation for the Blind in 2018. The next question, how does Seeing Eye work? Seeing Eye uses the rear camera on your smartphone to identify and narrate the world around you, turning the daily unseen into an audible experience. The app can identify objects, text, and even people. You can use Seeing Eye to complete multiple tasks that you might otherwise be incapable of doing due to your visual impairment. The next question, how does Seeing Eye benefit you as a person with a visual disability? You can use this app to describe the colors visible through your smartphone's camera, recognize dollar bills, $5 bills, and other currencies when you try to pay cash. You can guide you to capture a printed document, and the app will start reading aloud when it recognizes text. Using this app, you can scan and read handwritten text that's not always accessible via a regular computer scanner. You can use it to generate a sound related to the brightness around you. You could use the Seeing Eye app to recognize your friends and describe people's facial expressions. You can use it to help locate a barcode through beeps and identify the product. You could use it to describe your surroundings as you walk down the street or in a shopping mall. So concluding the article, they ask the question, why should you use Be My Eyes or Seeing Eye? Just because you have a visual disability doesn't mean you to have to always rely on friends and family for guidance, or that you should miss out on all the color, glamour, and practical options your surroundings have to offer. Whether you want the personal touch of having a human aid you in your everyday tasks, or if you prefer artificial intelligence to guide your path, let technological advances like Be My Eyes or Seeing Eye bring light to your life and give you an independence that you never thought possible. Next, moving on to the next article, we have information coming from a website called EverydayHealth.com. The headline reads, Wet AMD, Home Modifications for People with Vision Loss. And this does not only apply to people with wet AMD, but anyone who is living with low vision. The subheadline says, Modifying your home to accommodate your vision loss does not have to be difficult or expensive. This was written by Quinn Phillips, and it was medically reviewed by Dr. Sanjay Sinha. If you have wet age-related macular degeneration, in which abnormal blood vessels in your eye leak blood or fluid, you may experience impaired central vision. Here's a quote. Losing central vision affects your ability to focus directly on objects. People often complain about seeing blind spots or a shadowy area in their line of sight, which can affect their ability to function in the home and decrease their overall quality of life, says Denise Levine, an architect and certified aging-in-place specialist. She is the assistant director of the Center for Inclusive Design and Environmental Access. This is abbreviated IDEA Center, IDEA, and repeating those words, Inclusive Design and Environmental Access. This is located at the State University of New York at Buffalo. This type of impaired vision can make it more difficult to navigate your home and complete everyday tasks. Fortunately, there are numerous steps you can take to make your home more accommodating. She says, what we really want to do is to make the environment more functional and safer for everybody, including family members and caregivers, says Levine. She is quick to point out that many helpful home modifications cost very little or no money, especially with good research and planning. And even though some more extensive renovations can also be helpful, home adaptations don't have to be implemented all at once, Levine notes. She recommends the following environmental interventions if you are experiencing vision loss. I like that term, environmental interventions. Here we go. First of all, overall home modifications. Certain modifications apply to any space in your home where they may be useful, Levine says. Start with these tips. Number one, eliminate tripping hazards. Common tripping hazards include, you know what they are, area rugs, electrical cords, low footstools, and any item that may block even a small part of your footpath. These should be removed to ensure walking surfaces and pathways promote safe movement and prevent falls, Levine says. Number two, provide contrast between light switches and wall surfaces. When a switch plate is similar in color to the wall, it can be difficult to locate. Levine recommends changing these panels to provide maximum contrast within the wall. Third one, for overall home, avoid flooring with patterns or stripes. Flooring that's too busy can be visually confusing or uncomfortable to look at, Levine says. Simple colors and uniform textures make it easier to differentiate the floor from objects and furniture. Another idea? Use adjustable window coverings to reduce glare. In any room, says Levine, it's important to use window coverings such as blinds or drapes that allow you to control the amount of light entering a room and prevent glare from interfering with your daily tasks. The next category of improvements, hallway, stairway, and doorway modifications. When you're moving between areas of your home, it's important to reduce your risk of falling, Levine says. Here's how to stay on your feet. There are three tips in this area. Number one, mark steps and stairways. If there are different levels in your home, even just a step or two, it's important to provide some type of visual identification of the changes in level to prevent falls. Adding strips of bright color to stair edges can help, as can a stair covering like carpet or paint that contrasts with the floor. It also helps to have a textural differentiation in the flooring to indicate where a stairway meets a landing so you don't miss a step or anticipate one that's not there, says Levine. The second tip, install railings and handholds. Every stairway needs to have a railing on at least one side, and installing them on both sides increases safety. Additionally, grab rails or handholds can be strategically placed in any area of the home that's tricky to maneuver, Levine says. The third point, paint doors and door frames for maximum contrast. Doors and door frames should be recognizable in contrast with adjacent wall surfaces to allow you to easily determine whether a door is open or shut. The next category include kitchen modifications. Some of the most complex tasks you perform each day are likely to take place in your kitchen. Levine recommends the following. There are five ideas here. Number one, provide contrast between the countertop and the floor. When your central vision is impaired, it can be hard to see where the countertop ends if the floor is a similar color. You can eliminate this problem by providing contrast between the countertop and the flooring, or putting a strip of colorful tape or decorative transition material at the edge of your kitchen counters. Number two, choose dishes in colors that contrast with your countertop and your tablecloth. While this isn't essential for most people, using dishes that stand out can make them easier to locate and less likely to be dropped. The third point, replace shiny or slippery flooring. Some kitchens have ceramic tile floors that are prone to glare from sunlight and become slippery when wet. Replacing this type of flooring is often worth the cost to help prevent accidents in the kitchen. Number four, label food containers and medications. You can try color coding labels according to the contents of the container. It's also important to use a simple font without serifs and use it in large type and in a color that contrasts with its background. The fifth tip, use under the cabinet task lighting. Installing lights under your kitchen cabinets doesn't have to be expensive, and it can make it a lot easier to see what you're doing. Here's a quote. It's actually an energy saver as well, Levine notes, because you're not lighting up the whole kitchen. Next, we have a few modifications for your bathroom, bedroom, and living room. In the bathroom, use only non-slip rugs and mats. You can choose towels that contrast with your wall. You can modify your bathtub or shower. You can also install a magnifying mirror. In your bedroom or living room, you can contrast furniture with the walls and flooring using things like throw pillows or blankets. Next, you can improve your closet lighting. You could position your TV so that you can reduce the glare. And you can keep handheld magnifiers handy. In areas of your home where you read the fine print or do work that requires intricate details, such as sewing, low-vision magnifiers can help reduce eye strain and allow you to see the details of an object. And in my mind, you should treat yourself. Buy a lot of these handheld magnifiers. Have them everywhere you might need them. And once again, these tips come from a website called EverydayHealth.com. So, there you have it. Lots of tips, lots of tricks, some old and some new, but all to help you live better with low vision. And because you're thinking about making some changes in your life, to end the program, I have a quote for you to think about. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or if we wait for some other time. This was said by President Barack Obama. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great week.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 90 and clear. Tonight it will be cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Then tomorrow partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tomorrow night it will be cloudy with a low in the mid-60s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
This program is intended for a print-impaired audience and is brought to you by the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. Hello, I am Melissa Wood, and this is Shape and Women's Health. I'll be reading from the April 2021 articles from shape.com. The first article is, you need to try this genius TikTok hack for mini banana pancakes. The trick takes out all the elbow grease of mashing a banana and leaves you with adorable bite-sized flapjacks, by Megan Falk. This article is from April 5th. With their incredibly moist interior and slightly sweet flavor, banana pancakes are undeniably one of the top ways you can fashion a flapjack. After all, Jack Johnson didn't write about a blueberry stack, did he? But recently, TikTok users have discovered a genius and super simple hack that takes the seemingly flawless breakfast food to the next level. To make standard banana pancakes, you smash an entire nanner, incorporate it into your liquids, and mix in your dry goods, creating a thick batter. But with this trick, you whip up a plain pancake batter, either instant or from scratch, cut up a banana, and then use a fork to dunk each slice into the mixture. After you drop the slices on a hot griddle to cook for a few minutes, you're left with gooey pancake-encrusted banana bites. You're welcome. Even though this technique creates pancakes sized perfectly for the TikTok mini cereal trend, the tiny flapjacks still pack a ton of health perks, says Carrie Gans, MSRDNCDN, a Shape Brain Trust member. People think bananas are high in calories, but they overlook the nutritional value and what they provide, she explains. They also think bananas are high in sugar, but remember, it's naturally occurring, so that means the sugar comes with all the health benefits of the vitamins and minerals, as well as the micronutrients, such as fiber. The 3 grams of fiber found in a medium banana does wonders for your gut and your heart by helping to prevent constipation, add bulk to stool, lower cholesterol levels, and reduce the risk of heart disease, all while keeping you full and satisfied, says Gans. Plus, bananas further keep your heart healthy thanks to their high potassium content, which helps control blood pressure, says Gans. The pancake mix you choose to use also offers a chance to up your breakfast nutrition, adds Gans. If somebody wants to use pancake mix with regular white flour, that's fine, she says. But I'd prefer that you use 100% whole grain mixes if you're doing pancakes on a regular basis, because it's another opportunity for a health benefit of fiber. And in general, 100% whole grains have been known to be heart protective. For a gluten-free pick, Gans suggests Purely Elizabeth's Ancient Grain Pancake Mix. Buy it. $21 for 3, Amazon.com, which contains 7 grams protein and 5 grams of fiber per serving from the almond flour, ancient grains, and seeds. Bob's Red Mill Organic 7-Grain Pancake and Waffle Mix. Buy it, $9, Amazon.com. Also offers the same amount of protein and fiber, says Gans. But it's not gluten-free, as it's made from whole grain wheat, rye, spelt, corn, oat, kamut, quinoa, and brown rice flours. If you want to turn your banana pancakes into a muscle-building post-workout meal, consider using a protein-packed mix. TikTok user at The Hunger Diaries sticks to Kodiak's Cinnamon Oat Power Cakes Mix. Buy it, $5, Walmart.com, which boasts 14 grams protein and 4 grams fiber per serving, thanks to pea protein. No matter which type of mix you want to use for your tiny banana pancakes, though. Make sure it doesn't contain trans fats, which may lower HDL cholesterol, aka the good kind, and could increase risk for heart disease, says Gans. You should also look at your mix's added sugar content and think about how that fits in with your overall diet, she adds. Remember, the United States Department of Agriculture recommends capping your added sugar intake off at 40 grams a day. So if you plan on smothering your flapjacks in syrup and also having a sweet treat before bed, consider opting for a no-sugar added mix. To give your mini banana pancakes another layer of flavor or texture, incorporate your favorite fixings into the batter. For a banana bread-esque flavor profile, sprinkle in a bit of cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger. To quell your morning sweet tooth, toss in a handful of chocolate chips or shredded coconut. And for a satisfying crunch, whisk in some roasted nuts or chai seeds. Once your baby cakes are golden brown and piping hot, set them in a shallow bowl and douse them in maple syrup, Nutella, nut butter, or honey, if that's your thing. No matter which funky flavor combo you dream up, these banana pancakes can handle it. And if it feels strange to fill up on such a luxurious breakfast right before your Wednesday morning meeting, take a few words of advice from Jack himself. Make these banana pancakes and pretend like it's the weekend every day. That concludes. You need to try this genius TikTok hack for mini banana pancakes by Megan Falk. The next article, try this 15-minute lower body workout from Kayla Itzenis' new low-impact program. The trainer's mom inspired her to create the program after struggling to find an efficient low-impact workout for herself, by Faith Barr. This article is from April 9th. Kayla Itzenis' Bikini Body Guides BBG program has developed a cult-like fandom, and for good reason. Since launching in 2012, the program's signature 28-minute workouts have transformed the lives of millions of women around the world, helping them take control of their health so they can become the strongest and most confident versions of themselves. The best part about BBG is that Itzenis knows how to cater the workouts to the masses. Along with her original BBG programming, the trainer offers beginner, no equipment, and post-pregnancy programs, among others as well. Keeping with the spirit of inclusion, the trainer just announced the launch of Low Impact with Kayla, a new 8-week program geared toward women of all ages, as well as those who might be recovering from injuries. The program will be available exclusively on the Sweat app. Turns out, Itzenis' mom, Anna, was the inspiration behind Kayla's latest fitness endeavor. I've always loved training with my family and friends, but my mom has always been the hardest to convince to join me, as she thinks I enjoy burpees and jump squats a little too much, Kayla shared in a statement. Speaking to mom, I realized there was a need for a low-impact option for many other women who wanted an effective workout but without the high-intensity movement and pressure on their joints and muscles. The trainer said she hopes that her new program will provide women with a highly effective workout that doesn't involve any jumping or high-impact movements. Not only is this program a great alternative for anyone who needs a break from power and dynamic movements, but it's also a safe alternative for people recovering from hip, knee, ankle, or other joint pain or former injuries. To break it down, the program features 3 easy-to-follow workouts every week, ranging from 20 to 30 minutes each. This way, you can progress at your own pace and easily build time for exercise into your schedule. The program will also offer 2 optional express workouts for anyone short on time, or to add on to one of the 3 weekly workouts. All workouts can be completed at home with minimal equipment, including a set of dumbbells and a chair. My low-impact program is a great example of how workouts don't have to be high-intensity and full of jumping exercises to be effective, Kayla tells Shape. With concentrated exercises that focus on challenging the muscles and building strength, my low-impact workouts will help women increase their endurance and fitness all while keeping 2 feet on the ground. Now my mom really has no excuse, and I can't wait for us to train together at home, she adds. To give you a taste of what Low Impact with Kayla has to offer, test out this exclusive 15-minute low-intensity lower body workout, designed by the trainer herself. The workout will challenge and strengthen your glutes, quads, hamstrings, and calves. Prior to the workout, Kayla recommends warming up by doing 3 to 5 minutes of cardio, whether that's jogging in place or jumping rope, as well as some dynamic stretches like leg swings, arm circles, and torso twists. As for the cool down, the trainer suggests doing 3 to 5 minutes of walking, paired with some static stretches that lengthen your muscles and increase range of motion so that you can avoid soreness and reduce the risk of injury. Kayla Itsenis's Low Impact Lower Body Workout. How it works. Complete each exercise in the tri-set 2 times for the time allotted. Follow a 30-second rest. Complete both supersets 3 times, back-to-back, with a 20-second rest in between. What you need: a workout mat and open space. Tri-set. Glute bridge. A. Start by lying on your back with knees bent and feet hip-width apart. Keep arms at your side, palms face down. B. Gently lift hips up until back forms a straight line from chin to knee. Think of extending knees forward toward the wall in front of you to lengthen hips. C. Hold and return to starting position. Repeat for 30 seconds. Lateral lunge. A. Start by standing with feet together and hands clasped in front of chest. Take a large step out to the right, immediately lowering into a lunge. Hips should sink back and right knee should bend to track directly in line with right foot. Keep left leg straight but not locked, with both feet pointing forward. C. Push off the right foot to strengthen right leg and step right foot next to left to return to starting position. Repeat on opposite side. Repeat for 30 seconds. Double pulse squat. A. Start by standing with feet shoulder width apart, hands clasped in front of chest. B. Brace abs, push hips back, and bend knees to lower into a squat, keeping weight in heels. C. Push once through heels and extend legs slightly. D. Push through heels and extend legs to return to starting position. Repeat for 30 seconds. Repeat the tri-set 2 times. Rest for 20 seconds before starting superset 1. Superset 1. Sumo squat. A. Stand with feet wider than shoulder width apart. Toes turned out at about 45 degrees. B. Inhale to sit hips back and lower into a squat, clasping hands in front of chest, keeping core engaged and back neutral. C. Pause at the bottom when hips are in line with knees or when form starts to break. Shins should be vertical and knees should be tracking over, but not past the toes. D. Exhale to press into heels and outer edge of foot to stand. Repeat for 40 seconds. Single leg glute bridge. A. Starting in a floor bridge position, lift one leg straight up into the air and slowly press through the opposite heel. B. Exhale and lift hips up as high as you can without allowing lower back to arch, keeping tailbone tucked. C. Inhale and lower hips back to the floor slowly with control. Repeat for 40 seconds. Repeat the superset 3 times. Rest for 20 seconds before starting superset 2. Superset 2. Alternating forward lunge. A. Start with feet together and hands clasped in front of chest or on hips. B. Brace core and take a large step forward with right foot, lowering into a lunge until both knees form 90-degree angles. C. Push off the middle of the front to step right foot back, next to left, and return to starting position. Repeat on opposite side. Repeat for 40 seconds, 20 seconds on each side. Modified side plank hip lift. A. Lie on left side with knees straight, prop body up on left elbow and forearm. Feel stacked. Keeping legs together, bend both knees at 90-degree angles. This is your starting position. B. Gently lower hips until they're about an inch from the mat. C. Using obliques, lift hips back up to starting position. Repeat on the other side. Repeat for 40 seconds, 20 seconds on each side. Repeat the superset 3 times. That concludes the article, Try This 15-Minute Lower Body Workout from Kayla Aitsinas's New Low Impact Program by Faith Brar. The next article is Madeleine Page shared her early morning routine and it's involved. The star wakes up before 7 a.m. to fit in a few mindful rituals. By Ariel Schinkel. This article is from April 16th. These days, there seem to be two types of people. Those who start their day by taking time to stretch, meditate, journal, or cook a leisurely breakfast, and those who wake up with just enough time to get ready for their commitments that day. Riverdale star Madeleine Petch seems to be in the former camp. She recently documented her early morning routine with her YouTube followers, and it's no roll out of bed and rush out the door situation. The star wakes up before 7 a.m. with help from her new alarm clock, the Philips Wake Up Light. Buy it, $83, Amazon.com. She loves this natural light lamp because it wakes her up like the sun rising, a feature that single-handedly turned one shape editor into a morning person. Rather than blaring alarm sounds, it emits a light that changes in color to mimic a sunrise and gently wake you up with music that slowly increases in volume. Petch then takes a moment to snuggle with her rescue pup, Olive, before moving on to get ready for a morning gym session. After a quick stroll through her texts and Instagram, she uses the dark circle-reducing Bliss Eye Got This Under Eye Masks. Buy it, $15, Amazon.com. To wake up her tired eyes. Petch is a fan of the budget-friendly skincare brand, which sponsored this video, and loves these hydrating holographic eye masks in particular. They de-puff and brighten my eyes, which is exactly what I need this early in the morning, she notes in the video. Thanks to the holographic stars, they also make for a fun selfie moment, as Chrissy Teigen can attest. The beauty of these affordable under-eye masks is that you can multitask as your skin soaks in the mask's powerhouse ingredients while you get shh done. While Petch had hers on, she brushed her teeth, sipped some water, and even drove to the gym. She left them on for a lovely 20 minutes of soaking before her workout. Looks like she got 11 hours of sleep, she quipped. Wonder what she does at the gym. Peep this 10-minute butt-destroying workout she previously shared. She then hit the gym before making an effort to refuel her car and her bod, pumping gas and ordering food, avocado toast, naturally, before jumping in the shower. Then, on to skincare, she applied Bliss Bright Idea Serum. Buy it, $27, blissworld.com, which Petch says she loves to start her day with. It smells amazing. It's a great kickstart for my skin. It just balances my skin, she says in the video. Though Petch says she doesn't normally have dry skin, she does experience dryness when she's filming Riverdale in Vancouver. When that happens, she relies on Bliss Drench and Quench cream-to-water daily moisturizer. Buy it, $17, Amazon.com. A vegan moisturizer that combines hydrolic acid and ceramides to moisturize and hydrate skin. Petch says she uses sunscreen every day, even when it's overcast. She's right, you need to wear SPF protection every single day. The actress says she opts for Bliss Block Star Invisible Daily Sunscreen. Buy it $22 blissworld.com because it never leaves that strange white film that's common with SPF products. She then preps a matcha latte, feeds Olive, and lights a candle for some journaling and meditation. I do actually journal every day. I do meditate every day. I read a book every day, she shares. The whole idea of this journal is to actually do it the minute you wake up, but I usually wake up 3 minutes before I have to leave for my workout, so I do it when I get home. The journal that Petch uses is the 5-Minute Journal. Buy it, $30, Amazon.com, which is meant to make journaling a manageable habit, with prompts that are designed to take no more than 5 minutes. Petch ends her morning routine by laying down to meditate, noting, "Meditation really is one of the keys to my success with my anxiety," a sentiment her Riverdale co-star Camila Mendez shares. Then it's time for avocado toast, a walk with Olive, checking emails, and reading The Four Agreements. Buy it, $11, BarnesandNoble.com, before her daily meetings. Fitting an eye mask, a gym session, journaling, meditation, and reading in during the morning won't be for everyone, but it's part of Petch's strategy for fitting in me time, and she makes it look pretty damn nice. That concludes the article. Madeleine Petch shared her early morning routine, and it's involved, by Ariel Schenkel. These days, there seems to be two types of people. Those who start their day by taking time to stretch, meditate, journal, or cook a leisurely breakfast, and those who wake up with just enough time to get ready for their commitments that day. Riverdale star Madeleine Petch seems to be in the former camp. She recently documented her entire morning routine with her YouTube followers, and it's no roll out of bed and rush out the door situation. The star wakes up before 7 a.m. with help from her new alarm clock, the Philips Wake Up Light. Buy it, $83, Amazon.com. She loves this natural light lamp because it wakes her up like the sun is rising, a feature that single-handedly turned one shape editor into a morning person. Rather than blaring alarm sounds, it emits a light that changes in color to mimic a sunrise and gently wake you up with music that slowly increases in volume. Petch then takes a moment to snuggle with her rescue pup, Olive, before moving on to get ready for a morning gym session. After a quick stroll through her texts and Instagram, she uses the dark circle-reducing Bliss Eye Got This under-eye masks, buy it, $15, Amazon.com, to wake up her tired eyes. Petch is a fan of the budget-friendly skincare brand, which sponsored this video, and loves these hydrating holographic eye masks in particular. They de-puff and brighten my eyes, which is exactly what I need this early in the morning, she notes in the video. Thanks to the holographic stars, they also make for a fun selfie moment, as Chrissy Teigen can attest. The beauty of these affordable under-eye masks is that you can multitask as your skin soaks in the mask's powerhouse ingredients while you get done. While Petch has hers on, she brushed her teeth, sipped some water, and even drove to the gym. She left them on for a lovely 20 minutes of soaking before her workout. "Looks like she got 11 hours of sleep," she quipped. Then she hit the gym before making an effort to refuel her car and her bod, pumping gas and ordering food, avocado toast, naturally, before jumping in the shower. Then on to skincare. She applied Bliss Bright Idea Serum. Buy it, $27, BlissWorld.com, which Petch says she loves to start her day with. "It smells amazing. It's a great kickstart for my skin. It just balances my skin," she says in the video. Though Petch says she doesn't normally have dry skin, she does experience dryness when she's filming Riverdale in Vancouver. When that happens, she relies on Bliss Drench and Quench Cream to Water Daily Moisturizer. Buy it, $17, Amazon.com. A vegan moisturizer that contains hyaluronic acid and ceramides to moisturize and hydrate skin. Petch says she uses sunscreen every day, even when it's overcast. She's right. You need to wear SPF protection every single day. The actress says she opts for Bliss Block Star Invisible Daily Sunscreen. Buy it, $22, BlissWorld.com, because it never leaves that strange white film that's common with SPF products. She then preps a matcha latte, feeds Olive, and lights a candle for some journaling and meditation. "I do actually journal every day. I do meditate every day. I read a book every day," she shares. "The whole idea of this journal is to actually do it the minute you wake up, but I usually wake up 3 minutes before I have to leave for my workout, so I do it when I get home." The journal that Petch uses is the 5-Minute Journal. Buy it, $30, Amazon.com, which is meant to make journaling a manageable habit, with prompts that are designed to take no more than 5 minutes. Petch ends her morning routine by laying down to meditate, noting, "Meditation really is one of the keys to my success with my anxiety," a sentiment her Riverdale co-star Camila Mendes shares. Then it's time for avocado toast, a walk with Ollie, checking emails, and reading The Four Agreements. Buy it, $11, barnesandnoble.com, before her daily meetings. Fitting an eye mask, a gym session, journaling, meditation, and reading in during the morning won't be for everyone, but it's part of Petch's strategy for fitting in me time, and she makes it look pretty damn nice. That concludes the article Madeleine Petch Shared Her Early Morning Routine and It's Involved by Ariel Schinkel. The next article, You'll Never Believe Where Eva Longoria Just Did Her Latest Trampoline Workout, Sisterhood of the Traveling Trampoline by Ariel Schinkel. If anyone knows how to have fun while breaking a serious sweat, it's Eva Longoria. Case in point, her latest Instagram video, in which she's pretty much doing Zumba on a trampoline, on a yacht. Yes, yacht. With a backdrop so beautiful, you'll be packing your bags to join her within seconds of watching the clip. ICYMI, the former Desperate Housewives star, has been getting a jump, pun intended, on summer fun by soaking up the sun with her two-year-old son, Santi, in what appears to be a total seaside paradise. And after two headline-making bathing suit shots over the weekend, Longoria took to Instagram on Tuesday to share a slightly different peek at her vacation routine. In an undeniably joyful video, Longoria can be seen jumping on her beloved trampoline while a cover of Cyndi Lauper's hit Girls Just Want to Have Fun plays in the background. Sisterhood of the Traveling Trampoline, she wrote in the caption, to which she received some seriously hilarious responses from a few stars/friends. That was the original title. And then someone was like, "That's a higher shipping fee. Let's go with pants," commented America Ferrara. Kerry Washington also came in hot with some wit, writing, "Can you send it to me next, or does it have to go to @AmericaFerrara, @AmberoseTamblyn, or @BlakelyLively first?" But even in the most clever of celeb comments can't take away from the mesmerizing bouncing routine Longoria shared on her grid. In the clip, she can be seen making a tramp session into a full-body workout by incorporating arm movements, cross kicks, high knees, and even a few opposite toe-hand touches. All of these simple equipment-free moves are stellar for strengthening your hand-eye coordination and, in doing so, challenging both your mind and body. Since jumping on the trampoline workout bandwagon back in November, Longoria has continued to share her love for joint-friendly exercise with fans. You'll find more than a few fierce Instagram posts on her feed featuring what she calls the Rolls Royce of trampolines, a.k.a. the Jump Sport 350, buy it, $369, Target.com, and how she incorporates the gymnastics-inspired gadget in her usual workout routine. In the past, you know, when she's not sweating at sea, Longoria has used her beloved tramp for stability while doing lunges and even hopping aboard with ankle weights to amp up the intensity. That's all that we have time for in this article today. That was You'll Never Believe Where Eva Longoria Just Did Her Latest Trampoline Workout by Ariel Schinkel. That concludes today's reading from Shape and Women's Health. This has been Melissa Wood for the Georgia Radio Reading Service. Thank you for listening to GARS.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
This is a Recording Library of West Texas Community Update.
Highland United Methodist Church, 1808 North Dixie, and volunteers offer a backdoor blessing meal at 6 p.m. Wednesdays in the Fellowship Hall. There is no charge. Any donations contributed go toward Highland's Children's Ministries. Call 332-0261 or email highlandumc.odessa@gmail.com or visit highlandodessa.com.
Starting Wednesday on the Noon Book Hour, The Street Lawyer by John Grisham. Michael Brock is billing the hours, making the money, rushing relentlessly to the top of Drake & Sweeney, a giant D.C. law firm. One step away from partnership, Michael has it all. Then in an instant, it all comes undone. A homeless man takes nine lawyers hostage in the firm's plush offices. When it's all over, the man's blood is splattered on Michael's face.